Great book of Nehemiah. If you've enjoyed it, that's great. If not, it's now over. You're welcome. So we're going to finish it tonight. My name is Mark. I'm the preaching pastor here at the church. And if you want to get ready for the next series, we're going to start Philippians next week. And if you go to the MarsHillChurch.org website, it has the list of what texts we'll be covering on what Sundays and topics. Would encourage you to get reading and studying and also join a community group where we can have you meet some folks and discuss those sections of Scripture with some other people. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. Tonight is a great text. A guy beats up some members of his church, scalps one. It's just heartwarming is really what comes to mind. So I'll pray and we'll have it. Then I confronted them and I cursed them. He's just cussing guys out. And beat some of them. I'll read that again. And beat some of them. Now he's an older guy. And he's beating up members of his church. What do we do with that? I'll tell you what I'd like to do with that. I'd like to follow in his example. There's a few guys right now that if I wasn't going to end up on CNN, I would go Old Testament on them, even in leadership in this church. Here's Nehemiah's deal. Now, Romans 13 says we need to obey the government, so you can't just walk around beating people up tragically. It does simplify things. There's no, like, attorneys and blogging, just like, I punched you in the mouth, shut up. It's clean. It's simple. Now, in this, Nehemiah gets so angry that he can't make these guys stop, and so he physically assaults them. Now, this week in your community group, you can dialogue whether or not you think that was godly. That'd be something fun to talk about. Okay? You can debate the merits of this all day. But I'll tell you this. I'm not saying it's okay to beat people up, but I understand. That's what I am saying. I'll tell you another story. There's a guy I met. He's a mixed martial artist, an ultimate fighter. Good guy. Loves Jesus. He was at church recently. And he coaches a lot of young fighters, right? And so I coach a lot of pastors. So I asked him, I said, what do you do with a guy who just doesn't submit to authority, doesn't obey the chain of command, doesn't listen, doesn't do what he's told, just rebellious, stiff-necked, hard-hearted, and stupid? I said, what do you do with those guys? His answer was brilliant. He said, quote, I break their nose. That was his answer. I said, well, please explain. I mean, I'm taking copious notes. Please explain. Here's what he says. If I get one of these guys in my fighter camp where I'm training guys and he won't play by the rules, he won't listen or respect authority, if I let him get away with it, I have anarchy on my whole team, and next thing you know, no one is doing what they're told and everything falls apart. That's exactly what's happening in Nehemiah's day. So I warn him, you knock it off or I'm going to put you in the ring, I'm going to take you down, and I'm going to bust your nose. And if they disobey, disrespect, or disregard me, I put them in the octagon, I take them down, and I bust their nose. Okay? He said, so you'll notice the guys on my team, they all have a crooked nose and a good attitude. I thought, wow. I mean, it's heartwarming. I just thought, that makes so much sense to me. And that's what Nehemiah is doing. Now, you could debate the merits all day. But I understand. I beat some of them. And the next one, a little disappointing. And I pulled out their hair, which sounds like a chick fight, doesn't it? That's a little disappointing. Pulled out their hair. Like, So let's do this. Let's read into the story just a little bit. Let's say that maybe it was self-defense. They attacked him, so he had to defend himself. Okay. And somehow, the hair pulling thing, I don't know. I don't know what happened there. Generally speaking, most men don't respect other men who pull men's hair. Right. So I'm not sure. Maybe he scalped him. Maybe they attacked him, he beat him up and scalped him. I'm going to go with that. Because I can respect that a lot more. And then he goes on, and I made them take an oath. You think? Repeat after me. Hokey dokey. You know. Now that I'm bald and bloody. There's just certain parts of the Bible that sing. When I talked to the Ultimate Fighter guy, I said, you know, you probably never had a verse for it. I actually took him to Nehemiah 13. I said, here you go. You got a verse. Quote it to your boys when you bust their nose. So he goes on. I made them take an oath in the name of God, saying, you shall not give your daughters to their sons or take their daughters for your sons or for yourselves. He goes on. He gives an Old Testament example from King Solomon, who had a ton of wives and a bunch of girlfriends, and it's a godly and noble thing to do. Some men need to be confronted. Some men need to be rebuked. Some men need to be dealt with because of that stubborn, obstinate, stiff-necked attitude that I'm a man and I'm the highest authority and I do whatever I want. No. You do what is best for Jesus. You do what is best for your wife. You do what is best for your children. You do what is best for your church. You do what is best for the city because we're covenantal, not individual. We're Christian, not non-Christian. We're selfish. We're not selfish. And we're humble and we're not proud because pride is satanic and it leads to death. And some men don't get that. And so they need to be dealt with in a very strong manner. He fires some spiritual leaders. Certain guys lose jobs. You're not a pastor here anymore. You're out of work. Furthermore, this is an incredibly important issue for our day. This is an incredibly important issue for our church. Do you know that nationally, one out of three kids is a